Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Nnamdi Matabike met with the media as the Ravens count down to their home opener against Las Vegas.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, so, you know, it's funny, like, if I call my dad right now or my mom right now, they're like, oh, Nnamdi, how are you? How's practice going? I'm going good, you know, the team's looking good. So that was a name I grew up with since I've been a little kid. And, you know, in our heritage, they give us almost like an American name and a Nigerian name. And our first name, like Justin, is in my birth certificate, but my middle name, Nnamdi, is what I was raised and called. So, you know, and people here call me Beeks, as I have a nickname, so I just changed it to Nnamdi because I just felt in my heart that was just the right thing to do. It's been on my mind for a while. Definitely did it when he first got here, and I guess you can say I drew some inspiration from my boy, but yeah, that's really how it came about.
What's been the reaction in the locker room with the guys?
It's been good. It's been good. Everybody is like, oh, Nnamdi, I like that. You know, everybody's saying they like it. A lot of good buzz on social media and stuff like that, and I've heard. But, yeah, for me, just and my family, just the same old, you know. Ain't nothing changed. It's just for everybody else that didn't know, so.
No changes on any documents or anything like that?
No, not that I know of. Nope.
I know Nnamdi isn't on your jersey, but did it hit different for your parents or your family?
Yeah, but my dad was pretty excited because that's really all he calls me. He never calls me Justin. So, you know, he's like, yeah, you know, show the world, you know, who you really are and all that stuff. And, you know, I've been doing that, but, you know, I guess the name, I guess, you know, speaks for itself. But, yeah, that's how it really came about. Yeah.
I don't think last year there was a single snap where you and Owe and Jones were all, and Ajabo were all on the field together. We got to see some of that package the other night. What is it like, you four guys on the field?
It's great. You know, just like we're in the field together in practice, I expect us to be in the field together in the game. And, you know, when we're out there, you know, we're destined to make some plays and make something shake. And, you know, that's what we practice to do. And that's what we're going to do, just one day at a time and just believe in each other. And, yeah.
John was talking about Gardner Minshew and obviously sort of a game that got away last year with the Colts. What's sort of the trick with him when you're trying to catch him in the backfield?
You know, cage him, you know. You know, we have to take advantage of the O-line. You know, they want to run the ball. You know, we got to stop the run, and that's what we're going to do. And, you know, we're going to stay locked in. And, you know, definitely he got away from us last year. But, you know, this year, you know, he's coming back home. And, you know, we're definitely going to make it hard for him for sure.
You guys don't play, especially the starters here. Most of the starters haven't played in the preseason the last couple of years. Going into that first game last week, did it feel like it took some time to get adjusted?
You know, I wouldn't say so. You know, I guess obviously it's a different game. It was the first game of the season on Thursday. It was a little different, maybe a little jitters here and there. But I think we got settled in as the game went on. You know, we just fell short by a couple of inches, literally. So, you know, not a good taste in the mouth. But, you know, we're here to go and practice and bounce back and get focused.
I know it's just one game, but like, did you notice any difference in how the Chiefs were you know, matching up against you given the season you had last year?
Yeah, definitely just more slides my side, more double teams, holding more, but I'm not going to complain. They're not going to call it, especially in their house. So, you know, just controlling what I can control, focusing in on things that I can do and getting it done.
A couple years ago, a lot of your teammates would talk about you as, like, the next breakout performer on the Ravens defense, and specifically the line. This year there's been a lot of talk about Travis Jones. What have you seen from him, not just the first game, but training camp, and also – your expectations for him now going into his third season?
Yeah, Travis, he's focused. He's definitely the Travis last year, and the Travis this year is a whole different Travis in a good way. And he's focused. He's locked in. He's asking me more questions than he did last year. He's really trying to dial in and be the best that he can be. And I love to see it. You know, it's a long season. It's a long journey. But, you know, he's progressing. So, you know, all good hopes for him for sure.
Nnamdi.
Yeah.
Since January, is there a sense in the locker room about the sense of just finally being able to maybe play a different opponent and focus on something else other than the same team for the last 9 months?
No, I think that was more on the outside. I think in the locker room was more just about, hey, obviously, you know, the last team we played before the Chiefs was the Chiefs. So, you know, we were watching a lot of the replay of the game last year, and just it was just all up in our heads. But at the end of the day, it's just the next opponent. And after the next week, it'll be the next opponent and the next opponent. It's a long season. So I think in the locker room, that's what we were really focused on. But outside of that, the Chiefs game over and done with, focus on the Raiders this week. I'm a little bit lighter. Probably 5'10" lighter. My body fluctuates. It's weird, but you know, I try to stay between 290, 285 around that area. Last year was more 295, 300, maybe 303. Just a little bit lighter, but just trying to stay twitchy, stay quick, agile, all that stuff. So.
Was that a decision that you kept coming into the year that was like something you wanted to do?
Yeah, just a little bit lighter. Yeah, yeah, something I wanted to do consciously in the off season. I watched as what I ate. You know, drank a lot more water. Stayed away from fried foods, just those little things so I can shed a little weight and I feel better.
I mean, yeah. I could be getting this wrong, but I think when Aaron Donald was retiring, he was talking about the plane weight that he was at. I think he was at like 260, 270. I mean, obviously
yeah.
He's a freak, but is there any thought like how effective I could be while also retaining everything I need to?
Yeah, I mean, in our division, I mean, I think I got to stay a good, you know, 290, 280, you know. These guys are really bringing it. But that's the way that I feel, I believe, works for me, you know, and for him, that what works for him. He's a little bit lighter. I think sometimes, I heard he was playing like a 255, really, but that's just him. But for me, you know, I feel like the way that I'm at right now is best for me, and I feel like in the future if I need to cut, and I feel like it's best for me, then I'll do that. But right now I'm good where I'm at, yeah.
All right,
appreciate it, y'all.